bridge to get down.
Yeah. Well, it was a much-needed win. We had to make home feel like home again. And we did for the first half, and then sort of laid an egg the beginning of the third. But they did some weird things in the fourth, but we did enough to win. And, you know, there were some things we're happy with the win. We're not happy with the entire 48-minute body of work. But, you know, Antoine really, really gutted it out. He's got some strain issues, but he was good, really, really good, except for a turnover attack. He had about three or four straight turnovers and a couple of bad shots. But other than that, he was a trooper. But certainly Nick Young is a story of the guy came in and just felt it, got it going, got his confidence going. And we want him to be in attack mode, and that's what he was, and that's how he can really, really help us.
Coach, seemed like your whole team was in attack mode in
the
first half. You had like 10 dunks.
Yeah, I mean, points in the paint was probably a season high in the first half. And that was part of the game plan, attack them in the paint and, you know, don't settle for jump shots. So when we got in trouble was when we didn't drive. They were in the penalty and we didn't get to the basket. I think the first drive was Nick's drive and M1, which was a big play for us. And, you know, we just settled, but you have to give them credit. I thought they were very aggressive offensively, and you know, they like to score, so they put the pressure on you that way.
Coach, you kind of lost the lead when you started taking the outside shots, and then you went with three guards and two small forwards with no bigs.
Yeah,
it was unusual substitution.
Yeah,
but it worked.
It was something that we thought we had to go into going to the game because we didn't know where Antoine was health-wise. So I made a play call sheet with three smalls in the lineup. And they go small. And there's nobody else to defend Michael Redd but Deshaun. So when Michael Redd's a three, we wanted to play Deshaun at a three. And Nick was going, so I had to play Nick. And AD was getting to the basket. And Roger hit a big basket for us. So I just thought the three small lineup was good. And I thought it was hurting us on the glass, but heck, our big lineup didn't rebound in the first half. So we wanted to match up with Red defensively, and we wanted to make sure we get enough scoring on the floor. That's why the three smalls were stuff somebody thought about.
Coach, is there any more you give us on Antoine?
Just sort of like a stiff back. That's all I got. It was bothering them, that's all.
What's been the key for Nick? Just seems like each game, you know, his minutes are going up and his confidence as well. Is it just a matter of playing more?
Just playing more. You know, he's always had a feel to score, a feel for the game to score, get to the basket, threes, mid-range, back down dribbles. And, you know, his confidence, you know, getting used to the NBA game. Tired of me screaming at him and yanking him with a quick hook, probably.
Does he handle that well, Eddie?
Yeah, he's very coachable. Very, very. All our guys are very coachable. Very coachable. And that's what's good about the locker room. They listen. They do what you want. You know, they ask. They do what we ask. And they're a very coachable team.
His natural ability just to get creative his own shot, get to the basket. I mean, those are things that you either have or you don't. He seems to have
right.
That.
That's right. Yeah, he does. And we want him to be a well-rounded basketball player. You know, same thing we wanted Gil after his first year. We wanted him to be a point guard, a leader on the floor, and defend better, and he's gotten better, and our assistant coach has done a great job with developing our players. And, you know, in five, six short months, sometimes long months, Nick Young has got his confidence and knows what the NBA game is about.
Maybe I apologize if you already mentioned this, but you talked before the game, pregame, about
in the paint, yeah, it was. Again, we might have a season high at halftime. We were driving. AD was really good, driving the pick and rolls. He had his legs. He was a key. He was a catalyst for us early. I told our guys that at halftime, AD looked like a spring rabbit. And this is, well, we heard it was spring chicken, but not a spring rabbit. But he had his jumps. He was getting to the basket, dunking, and. So it was really, really good that he got it going for us, and he was a catalyst for us.
Coach,
like you said, it was a much-needed win. Can you talk about how important it was?
Well, we had to make home feel like home. We had a real bad game against somebody. I forgot. They lost by 30, it seemed, and then we lost the other night, and we had to come back and establish some sort of home confidence, home, you know, comfort level. And, but you had to work hard to get it done. People talk about their home stretch, but you got it. Just because you're home, it doesn't mean you're going to win.
We asked you before the game about Karan. I just want to follow. If he indeed is fine tomorrow and he's cleared to play Thursday night, would he start, or would you want to ease him in on another game?
He would start. Yeah, he would start.
Can you talk a little bit about the next game coming up? You have the Cavs coming in here.
Well, I told our guys at post game that we've got to play much better on Thursday. We've got to come to practice tomorrow and clear up some things and really go over some Cavs, probably some Cavs stuff, some of our basic defensive packages, and we got to get better. You know, we just can't go long in practice physically. We'll do some things for Karan's sake and for Atan's sake, but and maybe for Gil's sake, we'll do some up and down, stuff like that. But we can't go long in scrimmage very long. I want to rest our guys.
Bogut and Villanueva hurt you bad in the first three quarters, but didn't nothing.
Yeah, if you look at the box score, you know, right now, I mean, it looks like they control the game. Their top scores were in the 20s, mid-20s. And I said, geez, if you look at the box score, it looked like they controlled the game and they might have won. But they got a lot of their stuff on offensive rebounds, I thought, in the first half. And Michael Redd started driving, and they got some putbacks and some dimes off of some dishes. But I wasn't happy with our bigs protecting the rim for a while, and that's part of going back to the small lineup.
Did you do anything different?
No, I don't think so. I thought we just played harder. You know, we just got some more steals, and I think Andre got a big steal. We just got some more deflections. We started to be back to the paint a little bit more. We read it. Michael read it on his pick and roll. We started double teaming his pick and rolls. So that helped. And Deshaun really locked down on Red in the fourth, I thought.
See, they're only baskets, but one thing Nick does, when a guy can dunk on somebody, when a guy makes energy plays, they get a crowd going. Does that get a team going? Do you see a correlation? Or is it
as long as he doesn't get a tech. Like you did tonight.
Right.
I mean, you don't get them going too much. Yeah, it does. That's why the Cavaliers are good. You know, they got a great player that ignites the crowd and your emotions, and that's why the great players carry their teams. They make exciting plays. And, you know, Nick's got a long way to go before he's one of those type of players. But, yeah, those type of plays get you going as long as you keep your composure and you sort of feed on it. And you have to feed on it. You just can't. You know, yell to the crowd, here's your man going down for another layup. You got to stay focused and you got to feed on it and stay organized and stay professional.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to.